Welcome to the No Spin News for Monday, September 30th, 2019. Fight for your freedom. So we got a lot to tell you about today, obviously, with the impeachment mania. We got Peter Schweizer coming on. Very good guest. Methodical investigative reporter. Going to put things in perspective. You may have seen him on a number of cable shows last week, but I've got some different questions I want to ask Peter, and I've known him for a while, and he's very reliable. But let's all take a step back and take emotion out of the impeachment frenzy. Let's do that right now. Because by reacting emotionally, you don't get to the heart of the matter. Now, I'm going to give you exactly what's happening today. This could change tomorrow, but today. Because you're not getting that anywhere. You're either getting, we hate Trump, we want to boot him out of office, or we love Trump, this is a coup d'etat. You're not getting anything in the middle. So this is exactly the same thing that happened in the Russia collusion stuff. An allegation is put forth, all right, this time by an unidentified government employee, a whistleblower, that something heinous happened regarding Donald Trump, that he drove something that disqualifies him from being president. It's exactly the same plot line as Russian collusion. And remember, for 2 years, we had to hear, if you were even listening, how Trump was guilty of this, that, tick-tock, he's going to get it, and then all of a sudden, oh, sorry, it didn't happen. At least not the way the media portrayed it. Well, here we are again. Now, this also has a very, very similar feel to it that the Brett Kavanaugh hearing had. So the accusation is everything. There's no backup for it, because in the transcript released by the Trump administration, there isn't any crime or misdemeanor or anything. Now, I've asked the smartest people in the country, tell me in that transcript what's impeachable, and nobody can. Well, he might have, he could have, that's no good. So I wrote a column, and I hope you read it, called The Sting. It's posted on the site. And it basically says that this was a contrived complaint by the whistleblower, that he hired three lawyers whom I believe wrote the complaint. I don't believe this federal employee did, all right? And they basically engineered something in the same vein that Christine Ford engineered the attacks on Brett Kavanaugh. Same thing. You'll remember, just the accusation, and you had sitting senators going, guilty, get him out of there. Doesn't deserve to be the Supreme Court justice. Guilty, guilty, guilty. Same thing. No evidence. Nothing. Is there any difference than what's happening now? What's the evidence? So let me tell you what did happen, because I know. Because I talked to President Trump himself about it when I was writing The United States of Trump, which, of course, I hope you will read, because then you'll understand a lot more than the press understand. The press doesn't want to understand. They just want I'm out of there. Okay, so Donald Trump has told me on a number of occasions that he is furious, remains livid, that Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden, in various ways, all tried to destroy him and his campaign, and then even after he won, try to destroy his presidency. He's obsessed with that. Now, when you read the book, you'll know if you go after Donald Trump, you make an enemy for life. And he gets crazed. All right? We all know that. So in his mind, Obama, Clinton, and Biden tried to destroy him. That's where you start. That's where this whole impeachment Ukraine thing starts. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
All right, so a little mail on a message board. Stan, is there a difference between a whistleblower and a leaker? Yes, whistleblower goes through a process that is designed for the federal government to receive information. A leaker just makes a phone call to a journalist and says what he or she wants to say. So it's one is formal, the other is informal. Marcella Martin, Escondido, California, just finished the United States of Trump. I'm sure like millions of like-minded Trump supporters, I've often cringed at many of President Trump's comments. Now I know why he said those things. Great book, Bill. That's what I'm here for. I am here for it to explain, Marcella. I want to thank everybody who's supporting the President, the United States of Trump. Not the President, the book, The United States of Trump. Doing very well. We want to keep it going. So if you like the book, please either buy it for somebody as a gift or recommend they get it themselves. If you lend it out, that does not help us. Dana Butler, Highland Village, Texas. The United States of Trump is a winner. Read it in a day. Learned a lot about the president I didn't know. Were there people you wanted to interview for the book that would not agree to an interview? No, surprisingly enough. Everybody I asked, and I told them, I'm using your name. Everybody I asked. And I was flattered because they know I'm not going to hose them. I'm going to report honestly. Chris, on the message board, I think Holly just made me decide to become a concierge member. Holly is thrilled, Chris. Holly the Terror Dog had a nice birthday weekend. A bunch of treats. All right. Down there sleeping off the revelry now. And I hope you enjoy concierge membership. It's a good deal. Okay. You know, this is the killing book that came out in paperback. Same day United States of Trump came out. All right, one of my favorites, The Killing the Rising Sun. One of my favorites because my father is in this book. All right, now in paper. So get United States of Trump and Killing the Rising Sun. You like them. I know you like them. And I'm going to make an announcement about the next killing book soon. Well, we just have to make some decisions on when we're going to put them out. Because when I say this is the next book I'm going to write, then inevitably somebody tries to steal the idea. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call. And they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Okay, so this impeachment stuff bothers me for many, many reasons. It's brutally unfair to Donald Trump. It is. And I'm not saying that with any political rancor. It's just brutally unfair to him as a human being. And I'm sorry he has to go through it. I got smeared. I know how painful it is. I know how you want to fight back. All right, I couldn't because of my children and other reasons. He's fighting back. So I can identify. But even more concerning to me is the potential collapse of the Republican Party. In California, I have one party. In New York State, where I am right now, you have one party. And they're running wild, these far-left kooks. They're destroying the fabric of society and the economic fabric. That's what the goal is, destroy the Republican Party. And if the Republican Party does not stand up against this bogus impeachment stuff, if it allows it, and this is to you, Mitt Romney, the party itself is going to implode. And the Democrats will run everything. So you guys better wise up and fast and dump George Will and all these other people. Get rid of them. I'm not going to mention the TV people who are playing into the far left's hands because they're doing it for selfish reasons. But I'm not going to get involved with that. All right? I'm just telling the members of the Republican Party in the House and the Senate, you better all unite against this. And fast. We'll see you tomorrow.